Can't beat Raven.
Here we go. $2,600 on the line today for Can't Beat Raven. Valerie, you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Yeah, $2,600. Here we go, Val.
All right.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. I have to wait for that door to close so he can't hear us, and we'll be in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, Valerie. He comes back in, same questions, and then whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Come on, I want to give away some cash today. Number one, Netflix has a new game coming out where they lock contestants in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and there's an AI Gene Wilder. Sounds real freaky. What author wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. That's time. Number two, Keanu Reeves is leading a poll on the celebrity with the most aura, meaning their effortless presence, charisma, and coolness. He's followed by Jesus and John Cena. What movie does he star in where he has to keep the bus over 50 miles per hour?
Speed.
Number three, General Mills says it removed all artificial dyes from its U.S. cereals, including favorites like Trix and Lucky Charms. What brand of cereal has the slogan, "They're great"?
Kellogg's.
Which one?
Rice Krispie Treats.
Number four, Coyote vs. Acme is now in theaters, and it follows the coyote as he sues the Acme Corporation. It's being called the best Looney Tunes movie ever. What's the star coyote's full name?
Oh.
That's time. And number five, the Andreas Castle in the Scottish Highlands has been the filming location for what reality show for both the UK and the US?
I don't remember.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Sorry.
That's okay. Valerie only got one right.
Not great, Valerie. Let's see how I do.
$2,600. Not my day.
That's all right.
Maybe they're really, really hard.
I thought they were too easy today, but maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was in my head.
I don't watch a lot of TV, which is, I got to start brushing up on that.
I mean, not okay. Really. Number one, Netflix has a new game show where they lock contestants in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, and there's an AI Gene Wilder, which I'm sure is freaky.
Okay, I hope they got permissions for that.
I'm sure they did. I don't think you mess around with that.
I wouldn't.
What author wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Stephen King's old roommate. I actually know this one. It's not Ronald. It's, I mean, the guy's name is Dahl? Dahl?
It is Dahl. It's Roald Dahl.
Raul.
But one of our coworkers, Alan, told me yesterday it's pronounced Roald Dahl, which he knows everything, so I'm just going to go with it that he's probably right. I always said Roald Dahl, but it's Roald Dahl.
Yeah, they were in a fraternity together, and they used to do keg stands together. That's
him
where they got
and
the
Stephen
idea.
King?
Yeah.
No, that's not
where
true.
They got the idea.
Number two, Keanu Reeves is leading a poll of celebrities with the most aura, meaning their effortless presence, charisma, and coolness. He's followed by Jesus and then John Cena.
You know what? I mean, that order doesn't seem so bad.
What really movie nice. Does he star in where he has to keep the bus over 50 miles per hour?
Speed. And it holds up, man.
Number three, General Mills says it removed all artificial dyes from its U.S. cereals, including favorites like Trix and Lucky Charms.
That's a good idea.
What brand of cereal has the slogan, "They're great"?
Frosted Flakes. They were my favorite.
Who said it?
Tony the Tiger, of course.
Number four, Coyote vs. Acme is now in theaters and follows the coyote as he sues the Acme Corporation. It's being called the best Looney Tunes movie ever.
You know, and they weren't going to put it out. Can you believe that?
What's the star coyote's full name?
Wile E. Coyote.
Yep. And number five, the Andreas Castle in the Scottish Highlands has been the filming location for what reality show for both the UK and the US?
I'm just going to say, would it be Love Island?
No, Traitors.
Oh,
wouldn't Love Island be on an island?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Right. You know what? Traitors, very cool show, and that's a cool looking place.
4-1 today, Valerie. That's going to get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, thank you so much. It's Valerie, and unfortunately, I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,700 Monday, Anna.
Thanks, Matt. He supplied one of the questions that we used today. If you have an idea for a question too, submit it at annaandraven.com.